Penguin Random House Audio presents Love for Imperfect Things, How to Accept Yourself in a World Striving for Perfection by Haemin Sunim. Translated by Deborah Smith and Haemin Sunim. Read for you by Raymond J. Lee. True freedom is being without anxiety about imperfection. 6th century Zen master Sung Chan. Prologue. There are times in life when we encounter a film that stays with us for a very long time. For me, A River Runs Through It is one such film. Set in the first half of the 20th century, and with the beautiful scenery of Montana for a backdrop, it tells a story of the McLean family, for whom fishing is just as important as religion. The father is a Presbyterian minister with 2 sons. The elder son, Norman, lives a respectable life and becomes a university professor. The younger son, Paul, comes to lead a life of debauchery while working as a journalist for a local paper. His gambling habit gets him into great debt, and in the end, he is beaten to death in an alley. The father, consumed by his deep sense of loss, speaks to his congregation during Sunday service with restrained emotion, revealing his love for his 2nd son. "We can love completely," he says, "even without complete understanding." It was difficult for the father to understand why his son Paul had to live a life of dissipation. However, this didn't stop him from loving his son, because to him, love transcends human understanding. Rather than loving someone only when you feel you understand what it is you love, the kind of deep, enduring love shown by the father does not cease even when the loved one behaves in a way you do not agree with. In the depths of the heart, love is always flowing, like a river. When we examine our lives, we see many imperfect things, like motes of dust on an old mirror. There are all kinds of things that leave us feeling dissatisfied and unhappy. Our words are often different from our actions. Our relationships are strained by our mistakes. Our best laid plans for the future go awry. On top of that, in the course of our lives, we inflict various wounds on others, intentionally or unintentionally, causing us to feel guilt and regret. But it's the same when we look at our family and friends. The child who doesn't listen to what his parents tell him. Your own parents who do not understand you. Your spouse who doesn't behave reasonably. Close friends with bad health habits make you worry about their well-being. Every morning when we watch the news unfold, we see that the world is filled with yet more fighting, more accidents, more discord. It seems as though it will never end. And yet, even though we find many such imperfect things in the world we live in, we cannot help but love them. Because our lives are far too precious to be spent in ridicule and hatred of what doesn't appeal to us, of what we do not understand. As we become spiritually mature, we naturally develop more empathy and try to see things from others' perspectives. This, in turn, teaches us to accept the imperfections of others and of ourselves in a more graceful and compassionate way, like a mother loves her child no matter what. I have collected here my reflections on learning to look at the world and myself more compassionately. I have been inspired by people who have shared with me their life stories and questions during my public talks or on social media. They have opened my heart and deepened my wisdom. I pray that this audio program can be a friendly hand for you in a moment of despair and bring you peace in a time of difficulty. Haemin Sunim, The School of Broken Hearts, Seoul. Chapter 1, Self-Care. When we become kinder to ourselves, we can become kinder to the world. Don't be too good. Were you one of those children who were praised for being good? Did you then try hard to be good by always agreeing with parents, teachers, or older relatives? Even if sometimes it was hard, you learned not to complain and bore it quietly. And now that you're an adult, do you still feel a responsibility to please other people? Do you constantly make an effort not to disturb or be a burden on others? But when there's someone who makes things difficult for you, you try just to ignore it or put up with it because it is not in your nature to do or say something that can potentially hurt someone or make someone feel uncomfortable? I have met many good people who suffer from depression, panic attacks, and other emotional disorders due to difficult human relationships. Such people tend to be gentle, well-mannered, and solicitous of others. They are the kind of self-sacrificing person who will habitually put other people's wishes before their own. Why, I wondered, do such good people often fall victim to mental and emotional suffering? I too was introverted and meek as a child, and so was often praised for being good. A good son who wouldn't give his parents any trouble. A good student who listened to his teachers. All this taught me was that it was good to be good. But when I went to graduate school, I began to feel that there might be a problem with only being good. In group work with students who were smarter than I was, with stronger personalities, I found that the tasks everyone wanted to avoid somehow always fell to me. I kept on telling myself that it was good to do good. But as time went by, it started causing me quite a bit of stress. When I opened my heart and spoke honestly to an older friend who was in the same program, he gave me the following advice. Be good to yourself first, then to others. It was like being struck by lightning. Up until then, I had only ever worried about what other people thought of me. I had never once thought properly about caring for myself or loving myself. When we say that someone is good, we often mean that the person complies with the will of others and isn't self-assertive. In other words, people who are good at suppressing their own desires in deference to another's are the ones who frequently get called good. If someone always listens to me and follows my advice, naturally I like that person and think of him or her as a good person. It seems that good sometimes refers to a person who thinks too much of others to be able to express his or her own will. While it is not always the case, there is a particular pattern that can be seen in our relationship with whoever raised us as a child. Many who are self-effacing in this way grew up with a dominant father or strong-willed mother, or as a middle sibling who received relatively little attention from the parents, giving rise to a strong desire to win the parents' recognition by obeying them in all things. In certain cases, when the parents' own relationship is not good, or the family dynamic is awkward in some way, there are also those who take it upon themselves to make their parents happy by being good. But the problem is that, by living in accordance with the demands of others, we unwittingly neglect our own desires and needs. If as a child you were indifferent to your own feelings, minimizing them or not considering them important as an adult, you will not be able to tell what it is you yourself want to do or who you are as a person. And then, when you encounter someone who treats you unfairly or makes things difficult for you, since you do not know how to properly express your own feelings, the anger that ought to be directed toward its instigator is trapped inside you and ends up attacking you instead. Why am I such an idiot that I can't express my feelings properly, can't even speak up honestly? Above all, please remember this. What you are feeling is not something that should just be ignored, but something very significant. The feelings inside you will not easily disappear just because you decide to suppress or ignore them. Many psychological problems come about when repression becomes a habit, and the energy of those suppressed emotions is unable to find a healthy outlet. Just as stagnant water becomes fetid and toxic, so it is with our emotions. But it's not too late. From now on, before going along with what others wish you to do, please Listen to the voice inside you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?